Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you once again today. We're just thanking God for all that He is and all that He's doing. Praise the Lord. And we're going to deviate this morning. We've been dealing with end time prophecy. We're in the book of Revelation. And on our last broadcast, we began the tribulation. We began talking in Revelation chapter 6. We began talking about the Antichrist, the rise of the Antichrist, and we went through that, the first seal we talked about. But today I want to share a message with you that the Lord gave me a little while ago. This morning, the Lord impressed upon me to share this message, so we're going to deviate this morning. We're not going to go into Revelation chapter 6. We're going to do that on our next broadcast. But I want to share a word with you dealing with the refiner's fire. Now, we can look and see throughout the body of Christ that there are things going on that have shaken us once again. The Lord is cleansing His body. He's allowing things to come up and out that we in the church don't really want to see. But how many of you know that this is an hour where God did say that He would judge us? He's judging the church due to sin, due to a lack of obedience, and this type of thing. And so what we're experiencing and what we're seeing, beloved, is a refining. Refining brings purification. We're going to talk about that for the next few minutes. I want you to get your Bibles and join me as we go into the Word of God. Father, we thank You for this opportunity once again. We thank You, Father, for this day that You've given us. And as we go into Your Word, Lord, I'm asking that You anoint, that You bless every listener. Father God, give us a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, as it says in Revelation that those that heed and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, bless, that we would be blessed. And Father, we want to remain in the blessing of God. We want Your anointing to be on our life. Father God, we just ask that You help us on today and give us strength and enduring power to walk through victorious. And Lord, we thank You. We give You honor, praise, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now, I want you to go to Malachi chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Now, just to let you know that the Lord gave me this message, and I preached it not long ago. And like I said, I just felt led of the Lord to share this word with you, because we are, the church, going through a refining, a purifying. The only way that we're going to go in the rapture, we must be clean, we must be without blemish, we must be without spot, we must be without wrinkle. The Lord said, Jesus said, that He would have a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. If you read in Ephesians, I believe it's Ephesians chapter 5, when He will present the church back to God, a glorious church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. And so you do realize, beloved, that Jesus is allowing these things to happen. Of course, God is allowing these things to happen, amen, to iron out, amen, the blemishes and the spots and things that's in the church. The body of Christ is going through a refining. I'm going to keep repeating that, amen. The judgment of God is in the land today. He's judging the body, amen, and a lot of people don't believe that the Lord will judge the church, but He says that judgment must begin at the house of God first. Amen. If you read in 1 Peter, why don't we just read that real quick? Glory to God. I believe it's 1 Peter chapter 4. Let's see. Let's get over there. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? For if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. My point being, beloved, judgment, amen, is here. The Lord prophesied and gave us a word last year that he would judge this year. Things would happen, amen, and through that, the real church, amen, would come forth. It would cause the people of God to really take note and repent and really get right with God. And as grieving, as the things are that we're seeing are, amen, it behooves us to take inventory of our lives once again, amen, and allow the Lord to do in us what he wants to do. And we've repeated this over and over and over this year, amen, because this is the word of the Lord, glory to God. And we want to be hearers and doers, amen, of the word. It's one thing to hear it, amen, but in order for the word to take effect in our life and we really prosper from it, we must be a doer of the word. It's not enough just to go to church and hear a message, amen, but you must be a doer, amen, of the word of God, glory to God, and take heed to what the Lord is saying and what he's doing, amen, because sin is popping out all over the place, glory to God, everywhere you turn, not just people that we know, glory to God, come on now, but amen, it's happening to the local body, it's happening to people that we do not know, amen, God is not tolerating sin, he's just not tolerating it, amen, glory to God, so we must, amen, allow the refiner's fire, amen, to do the cleansing in us. Now, Malachi chapter 3, verses 2 and 3 says, but who shall abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. And when I think about Levi, the house of Levi, the children of Levi, these were, amen, the priests, amen, that sat in the temple, glory to God, that offered sacrifice to God. And they could not offer an impure sacrifice. Amen. The only way they could offer a sacrifice that was pleasing to God, first of all, they had to be clean if they went into the presence of God. When the high priest went in, he only went in once a year. And if he, by chance, went in with the sacrifice and he himself was not right, amen, he would die right there. God did not accept it. Amen. He would die, and then they would have to pull him out from, amen, the Holy of Holies, the very presence of God. He went behind that veil once a year. Beloved, now we know the veil has been rent. Amen. And we can go in to the presence of the Lord at will. We can come boldly before the throne of God and find help, amen, in the time of need. Amen. But we should not take, glory to God, take that lightly. Amen. We should realize, glory to God, that it's a precious thing, amen, to enter into the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. So we're thanking God, amen, for that. Now, this is what the Lord gave me. He said, I'm taking my body through a refining process. This is a time of cleansing, a time of repentance. He says, I'm judging my body. Seek my face, and you will find me. Keep your eyes on me, saith the Lord. I am strengthening my people. Allow me to refine you. Stay in my word and walk in the light, and you will see my glory. Glory to God. This is a powerful word that the Lord gave. Amen. And it's also comforting to know, amen, that some of us, glory to God, may not understand why we're going through the things that we're going through. But if we would take an inventory of our life and, you know, just say, you know, God, you know, I don't know what's going on, but I know that you know. And Father God, my life is in your hands. And I'm asking you, dear Lord, to help me. I'm asking you, Father, to strengthen me, amen, and to walk me through what I must go through in order that I may be pleasing in your sight. Glory be to God. Now, the word refine, it means to reduce to a pure state. It means basically to purify. Amen. It means to purify. Glory to God. It means to cleanse. Glory to God. Okay. Fuller soap. When I think of fuller, the definition that I wrote down, let me read that. It means to trample, to wash, and this is either a literal washing or it's a figurative washing. Glory to God, a washing, a spiritual washing, a cleansing. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, sin will not tarry, as we said, in the sight of the Lord. Fire is used for different reasons in the Bible. When you look in the Word of God, fire is used for all kinds of reasons. A few of them, though, there is a fire of judgment. Fire was used to guide Israel. There's a fire of cleansing. Amen. There's ministers as a flame of fire. And then there's tongues of fire. There's just a few of things about fire. And you can read about the various different types. For example, the fire that's used to guide Israel, that was used to guide Israel, Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 and 22, and also Exodus 14 and 24. Amen. Ministers as a flame of fire again, Psalms 104 and 4. Okay, now as we are purified by God, His reflection in our lives will become more and more clear to those around us. Leaders should be especially open to God's purification process in their lives. Guess why? Guess what, beloved? The reason why is that we're going to be held accountable, amen, for the things that we do. We're going to be held accountable, amen, for our actions and how we walk and how we talk and amen. We're going to be held accountable, glory to God, for how we lead the people of God. And we cannot, as leaders, lead people any kind of way and expect, glory to God, to get away if we don't live right, amen, in our private lives. Glory to God. You know, many are saying one thing and they're doing another. Amen. They're living one way at home and trying to live another way. Glory to God in front of the people. Amen. But God does have a people, amen, that will live holy and live righteous. But those that are not living right, amen, will be judged. All of us are going to be judged on the things and deeds that we do. We're talking about that in Revelation. When we make the rapture, amen, we go in with the Lord where we know we've made it. However, our works are going to be tried. We talked about that in a previous lesson. Well, now, you know, the rapture has not taken place as of yet, but there is a judgment, amen, that is taking place. Glory to God. And that is, amen, we're being judged on our daily walk. Even now, we're being judged on how we live, how we treat people, our attitude from day to day, our witness. Amen. All of these things, beloved, we must take into account now. Glory to God. And if we're not living up to par, and God is pushing that button and constantly trying to get us, glory to God, to get it right, and we don't, amen, He's judging. He's pulling down those covers. Glory to God. He's pulling the curtain off. Amen. And so when we ministered a couple weeks ago, one of the points the Lord had me bring out is that if laundry is aired, and this is what's happening in the body, we're being aired, glory to God, we want it to be clean. I want my hands clean and my feet clean. Everything about me must be clean, glory to God. And if the enemy can find nothing in you when you're aired, come on now, you have nothing to fear. Glory to God. That's why we have to stay under the blood of Jesus Christ, because it's the blood that cleanses us from all sin. Glory to God. Not some sin, not some things, but all sin. Glory to God. We don't have to live a halfway Christian life, or, you know, when we know that there are hang-ups in our lives, we can take that to God if we really want to get right. It's not a hard process, beloved. I will continue to preach this until the Lord calls me home or until the rapture comes, because so many people feel that they have to, you know, put up with this and put up with that, or they want to put up with this and put up with that, so they make excuse a way out. But guess what? The only way out is Jesus Christ and the blood. Amen. So if you're struggling with sin, strongholds, bondages, I'm submitting to you today that if you get right with God, amen, he will cleanse you, he will deliver you, and he will set you free. Glory be to God. Now, Joshua was a man that led the people, led God's people. Once Moses died, amen, the anointing, God told Moses to anoint Joshua to take the people over into the land of Canaan. And he was a man that was faithful, and he was fully 100% committed to God. He was determined to serve the Lord, and God blessed him as a result of that. So we too must be determined to follow God and be very courageous. Amen. Amen. That means that we must be bold. Glory to God. Trust God, beloved. Trust him with your life. Glory to God. Trust him with everything. Amen. That's within you. Glory be to God. Now listen, we must not waver in righteous living. Don't waver. Don't waver in righteous living. Glory to God. Don't falter. We must not compromise or take down in our standard of holiness for the comforts of life. Don't take down for anybody. Women of God, men of God, don't compromise. Don't compromise your standards. I've preached on this before as well. Don't take down. Amen. Raise the standard high. Keep the standard, glory to God, Alamashando. Keep the standard high for Jesus Christ. Be determined that you will not let down the standard of holiness and righteousness. Amen. Righteous living, just living, glory to God, pure living. Keep it high. Keep that white banner waving, that when people see you, glory to God, they don't see you. They see Jesus. They see that banner. They see that standard, amen, that they can follow. Amen. When you're in a march, in a band, or there's always a leader, and he has a big standard up high, you can see him coming. Before you see the people, you see the standard. You see what they're standing for. Glory to God. You see the witness, and that should be Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So we got to wave our banners. Amen. Wave our banners, people of God, and know, amen, that God is going to give you everything that you need, glory to God, to succeed. Everything you need, glory to God, he's going to give it to you. Amen. Now listen, we must walk in repentance. Amen. That means we live a life of repentance. Every day we should repent, in general, repent. Amen. But then when there are specific things, that the dross that comes up that the Lord will allow to come up, amen, it could be attitude, whatever it is, we're not going to go there, but just know that. Live a life of repentance. Amen. If you're in service, pastors, and God is calling for repentance, you ought to be the first one to get down on your knees. If a word of the Lord comes through and the Lord says, repent, Lord says, come to me, Lord says, give me your all, we ought to be the first ones to get down on our knees, amen, as leaders, amen, and repent. Allow that anointing to come in. Sometimes that anointing needs to just come in our midst, come in our congregations, amen. We get too rigid sometimes. We just don't allow the Lord to do what he wants to do because we're so rigid. We have a form, we have a fashion, we have a program, and we feel that if our program doesn't go, then it's not going to work. But sometimes God wants to push the program aside and allow him. He wants to just take over so that he can do the work that needs to be done. Because, beloved, if God don't move, we're just having a service and we're going through the motions, but this is an hour where God wants to get in our pulpits. He wants to get in our messages. He wants to get in our praise and worship. He wants to get in our prayer. He wants to get in our word. Come on now. Amen. We've got these nice, fluffy messages, but sometimes the Spirit of the Lord really needs to come in and floor every last one of us to let us know that He is God, and beside Him, there is none other. Thank you, Lord. So we must get right with the Lord and run this race with patience. Glory to God. Once we're right, we need to stay right with Him. Glory be to God. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Learn how, amen, to live in His presence. Amen. I cannot make it without being in the presence of God and being able to get in His presence, being able to hear from Him. This morning, even before we got on the broadcast, the word of the Lord spoke to me. He said, just share with the people. Share about my refining, what I'm doing. This is where we're living right now. This is where we are. And we need fresh word, fresh rhema from the Lord. We need to hear what the voice of the Lord is saying. We need to heed what He's saying. When He speaks, beloved, we must move. Amen. Now, finally, let God take you through the refiner's fire. Some of us are being so pressed. I mean, I received a letter from a dear servant of the Lord, and how over these last few months they've been going through a refining, a purifying, and they didn't say it that way, but just the different things that they've been going through, that's exactly what's been going on. And that's like a pressure cooker where everything that could be pressed out is being pressed out so that God could be pressed in, if you will. Amen. And so this is what is going on. We must allow God to take us through this time if we know that this is where we are. Amen. In going through the fire, you will come forth as pure gold. Why? Because the dross will come up, and everything that's not like Him, God will take that skimmer, and He'll skim it right off. All the yuck and all the filth and all the stuff in us that causes the enemy to, amen, lay claim to us, God is going to wash that away so that we can live holy and pure and righteous before the Lord. Glory to God. Beloved, I want you to be encouraged and know that God is with you. Amen. Know that He loves you. Allow Him to take you through the refiner's fire. My time is just about up for today, but I pray that you will stay encouraged. Glory to God. I pray, amen, that you will continue to allow the Lord, amen, to do in you the things that need to be done. Glory be to God. Know that God is with you, beloved. Know that He loves you. Know that He cares. Know, amen, that God is on your side. And if God be for you, He's more than the world against you. I pray that you will continue, amen, to listen in to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We're located in Lawton, Oklahoma. Please visit our website at www.wopministries.org or drop us an email, Deborah@wopministries.org. You may also leave prayer requests. God bless you. Until we meet again is my prayer.